Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, April 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Lunables sub-community AMA hosted by One Planet. Let's take a listen.
Hey, how are you doing?
How's it going, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for spending your time here with us today.
Yeah, same, man. I appreciate you putting this on.
Definitely. I've been looking forward to learning more about sub-community, so I thought that this was a perfect time to get a group of you guys together and get to know you guys a little bit better.
Yeah, sub-communities are amazing, man. I'm the youngster of the group, so I'm gonna learn a lot as well. I'm looking forward to hearing from the Coliseum and the some of the other groups as well.
And by youngster, you mean you guys are the newest sub-community?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, and I like the trait that you picked, which was the headphones, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So. Cool. Yeah. So the funny thing is the Lunable that I got is the one with the green suit. And one of the reasons why I picked that one was specifically because it had the headphones too.
Very dope, man. Well, you need to hop in our Discord if you're not in there.
Yeah, definitely. How are the rest of you guys doing today?
Yeah, greetings from the Coliseum. We're doing good today. Good to be here. I think it should be an interesting conversation and kind of, you know, get our heads together and just learn a bit from each other. I do like the headphone trait. That's a cool one. One of my Hellcats has got.
Awesome. Yeah. How about you with the Mecha Bull?
Hello. I'm really happy to be here as well. I'm happy we're finally talking more officially with the sub-communities. I think it's been a long time coming because I still see plenty of people wondering what sub-communities are about, which sub-communities exist. So I'm really happy we're going to be able to shed some light on all this.
Yeah, definitely. I do think that it is a interesting thing to talk about, right? Because there's definitely a lot of moving parts with the Lunables collection, just the 10,000 collection. But then when you dive deeper into it and into the grainy details of the traits, then you can start to build more intimate connections with people, right? That focus on a specific trait that they really like and then create a sub-community just around that. So I definitely want to explore that with you guys. I know we were expecting a couple of other sub-communities, the Iced Out Bulls and then the Dojo Bulls as well, right?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to come, so we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping they will.
Yeah, so if they do show up, we can definitely have them up here and join us, but I think we can get started, and we'll just have them up here as they join us. And the goal of today is just to keep it fun, you know, learn about what your sub-communities are doing. I was thinking of three different things. First, how the sub-communities got started, at least from your perspective, right? Like, how did you guys pick a specific trait? And then how did you start reaching out to people, or just how that connection started to begin something individually? Then we can dive a little bit deeper into, like, what are you doing now in your own personal Discord communities, treasuries? And then the last thing we'll talk about is just kind of what roadmap does your sub-community have in mind, you know, just what the future has in store for you guys. And then that should be it. Let's see. I see the Dojo Bulls here. Let me invite them up to speak.
Yeah, I think the Dojo Bulls might be well-placed to answer the whole question about how sub-communities came to be, because I'm pretty sure Dojo Bulls were second. So I think iStout started it, and Dojo came afterwards.
Got it. Yeah, so that would be perfect to get some of that historical information from the Dojo Bulls. And as we continue to see NFT projects come out, right, I think more of them are going to be interested in just knowing how to get these sub-communities started. Oh, I see Paris Shilton here. Sub-community started. Oh, I see Paris Shilton here. Hey, I just heard myself on an echo there.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing? Started. Oh. I think there's an echo coming from your side, Paris Shilton.
Nope.
I just heard myself on an echo there.
Hey, guys.
So if you want, you can mute yourself.
I think there's an
echo when you're not speaking. Your side, do you guys hear the echo as well, or is it just me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I can't hear Paris at all.
Got it. All right, so let's get started. So I'll just ask a question, and I'll let one of you guys just dive in and answer, and then we'll just kind of go around. But the first question is, it's just an introduction, right? Can you know, you guys just introduce yourself, introduce what your sub-community is about, what trait that you guys are focused on. So maybe Bullish Vibes, if you want to get started on that, and then we'll go around in a circle.
Yeah, man. First off, again, I just want to thank you for putting this together. If we have time, I would love to hear more about an overview about One Planet Too, just because some people in here might not know the direction of your platform. So thanks again. Like I said, we are the new kids on the block, but not the 80s new kids on the block. For some of you older folks, we're just really focused on trying to do a sub-community. I wanted to create one that was more inclusive and make it complement some of the other groups that that I saw, that I was inspired by the other sub-communities. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And so that's how it started. It really just kind of snowballed because a lot of people in the community, you know, love music and they love the headphone trait. And there's like over 1,300 bulls with headphone traits. And so I just got to think, I was like, you know, it'd be cool to do a larger platform, make something that's more inclusive so a lot of people could join. And let's use music to tie into mental health awareness and create some opportunities to open up those conversations. And so that's something that hits home personally for me deeply, mental health awareness. And I know it also hits home for a lot of other people that are starting to join our community. And so that's just kind of an overview of how BV started.
Nice, man. Yeah, I love that connection that you're making between music and mental health and providing a place for people to have those discussions as well. I definitely think that's important, especially Web3 and crypto and the 24/7 world that we live in. At Dojo Pulse, I see you guys next in line. If you want to give us an introduction into your trade and just how your project, you know, what are you guys focused on?
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. I thought I'd stuffed up the mic. Well, we kind of just kicked off it as a kind of on the back of IOs, obviously, but just on the basis of our kind of the dojo trait, the karate kind of culture and kung fu, and a love of that, and we were kind of just inspired by how the Iced Outs had developed and how they had all kicked off as kind of friends and just really kind of inspired by that and wanted to build something of a similar nature in a kind of slow and organic way and you know well aware of the fact that it just doesn't happen overnight and you really have to kind of let it grow organically. But that was our kind of beginning. And we're still kind of just fumbling our way through it and hopefully we'll be here in another three or 5 years, you know, and it's not just a flash in the pan. But we're well aware of the fact that it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, and I think one thing that you mentioned there that's important is the organic kind of building that takes place around this, right? I think that was something that TZM mentioned last time that we had him on the roundtable, that the Luna Bulls didn't push anything on you guys, right? This is something that came individually from your group. So I think that's important as well. Let's move on with the Coliseum Bulls. How did you guys get started? What's your introduction to your subcommittee there?
Yeah, hey everyone. Just first of all, I think Sailor J is here to represent the Iced Out Bulls. He just sent me a message, but he's struggling to request. So you can maybe request him as a speaker. He should be able to jump up and speak for them. And also, I can't hear the dojo ball, so I missed what was said before. I think it's the part of those bugs that you get with spaces. The Coliseum Bulls. So that's kind of a big part of the Luna Bulls history, really. Because when the project first started, they ran a competition for the community to decide a trait. So it was like design a trait competition. And one of our members, you've probably seen him on Twitter, Andre Luna Moon, he won the competition with the Caesar trait. So he kind of, he designed it and submitted it. And I think it went to a vote and his one won, which was the Caesar trait. And then, so he got like a one of one Caesar bull for winning that. And then it was included in the full collection. You know, him and a couple of other guys, like, we're really keen to have a community around that because, you know, it's a big part of the history of Luna Bulls, really. After the Iced Out guys kind of started everything off with the sub-community, and then we kind of got on going around the Caesar Bulls. And I'd say, yeah, it's been good fun in there and quite heavily focused on the art side of things. You know, given that that's where the trait really came from, was Andre's art. So quite focused around the art. We have quite a few that our members are big fans of the likes of Dystope AI and PS Labs. So we kind of play around with the kind of Roman or like ancient and emperor and gladiator kind of themes within that AI, using those to kind of create cool pictures. Probably going to do some toxic ones coming up with the recent news that we've had from the Lunar Bulls. Yeah, and then we're also, it's kind of very early days, but we're exploring maybe doing like some charity NFTs as well. I think we do want to focus quite heavily on that, you know, very much inspired by Coleman from the Lunar Bulls, who's done a lot of recent stuff out in Poland to help, you know, a lot of Ukrainian refugees and stuff. So that's something that's very important to us. So we're looking at potentially doing like a very cheap mint small collection, but it was in the very early stages of working out how we would go about that. But yeah, those are kind of the main things, and we just want to, you know, encourage people to keep getting involved in the community. And yeah, it's really good, really, really good fun.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think that the beginning of how your trade started, it's pretty cool, right? Because you guys the founder or the creator kind of won a contest for the trade, so that's cool. And I think that inclusion as well of the big collection, letting people kind of share their art, it's a pretty good way to start something as well, and just kind of see how many people decide to buy into that idea, that creativity as well. But yeah, you guys have a lot going on. We'll definitely dive deeper into that. But Makeables, can you give us an introduction into your trait, your sub-community?
Yeah, for sure. So we started off, I think it started off because we were seeing a bunch of sub-communities starting. So we really started at the time where like a bunch of sub-communities started, some that aren't around anymore, like the Zebra Bulls, the T-shirt Bulls. So we were really inspired by what everyone was doing. And I think there was like a few of us wondering why was it that one of the rarest trades didn't have a sub-community. The mechas are like 0.5% odds, I think. So we decided to combine the red and the teal variants together to make one bigger sub-community. So I think there's about 100 different bulls. So it really started from that. And then in terms of what we have going on right now, we're running into a few problems because of the fact that since the trade is pretty rare, we don't have a lot of holders, so it's pretty hard to start building an active community. But I'd say we're starting to get there. And I don't know how much I can talk about what we have going on, because I don't want to talk too much early on before it's completely finished. But our website is currently in the works, and we're trying to really bring that whole factory aspect. So we want to build, build a sub-community, and so we really want to come out with our own project and try and bring values to the bulls.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I think that makes sense as well from like a rarity component. I think what you mentioned about just a short amount or a small amount of Luna bulls that exist with your trait, it's interesting to think about too, just the exclusivity of it, I guess. But I from one point it does make it a little bit harder to have more members, right? And I think that's something that we can dive a little bit deeper into later as well. So thank you guys for that introduction. I think something that will be interesting to learn more about is to dive deeper into like what your purposes are, right? You guys individually are focusing on something, and so I think that also adds an interesting component to it, because from a giant collection of 10,000, I think there's a lot of people working on different things, but with your sub communities, you can focus and put your energy into something that's more specific. And so the next question is that, so what are you guys, or what's something that you're focusing on right now that is unique to your sub community, to your trait, and just how have you guys been able to use like your Discords or your Twitter followers to kind of focus in on that specific goal that you have in mind. So if any of you guys want to get started on that.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess we're just having a bit of fun, you know, and we really just want to support Luna Bulls as much as possible, and any of the community within the Luna Bulls community. We just want to support everyone, anyone and everyone, and have fun while we're doing it, and have a little bit of fun, poke a little bit of fun at ourselves as well, and not take anything too seriously, and just build that trust within each other to keep going and keep ourselves relevant, and build relationships with other communities, and just make sure that we're still around in the foreseeable, because it's quite a hard thing to maintain any sort of relevance, especially when there's not a very buoyant market. I mean, it's hugely buoyant at the moment, but during those quiet periods, it's difficult. So we just want to make sure that we're still around for the foreseeable, and just do anything that we can to kind of ensure that happens. And as I said, anyone and everyone in the community would be our focus to support anyone and everyone in any way we can. So and that extends especially to Bullish at the moment with his endeavors, the mental health side of things. We want to help that situation as much as possible as well. So yeah.
So let me just say this. There's over 1,300 headphone trait bulls. If we can't build a community, we just straight up suck. Because I'm saying, like, we have over, you know, 10 times as many traits, and I love what the other fellas are doing, man. Like I said, we're very young, and we also want to build everything organically. And I'm just, man, I'm learning so much. Some of the other guys have been so supportive. I mean, so trying to, just on the Discord, like, I am like the most non-technical person, non-artistic when it comes to like graphics. I can't even draw a circle. So, you know, having somebody help me upload and input like over 1,300 token IDs, not once, but twice, was just an amazing support, their patience and helping us get that set up. But we do need to support each other. And I'm really new personally to NFTs and to the Terra network as a whole. And there's so much opportunity. And fortunately, the Luna Bulls, man, like, I got into this community and quickly identified it's an OG, you know, project, and even more so as a project, it's really a community. So one of the things he said earlier was talking about longevity, and I've been really blessed, man. I ran a nonprofit for several years, and it's a grind, you know, trying to develop something from scratch, even though there may be an existing platform or community specifically focusing on one thing, it takes time to grow something organically. And you really have to ask yourself, is this something that I personally, if I help create it, can I be committed to it? Because the last thing you want a sub community to do is to start something that just kind of crashes and burns out. So that just to me is just more solidifying why we need to support each other and help each other in any way we possibly can. So, but yeah, if we can't build a community, we just straight suck, man. I mean, come on, who doesn't like music and you know, who doesn't have some form of mental health issues in crypto? Like, so if we can't build on those things, then I don't know. we need to get do something different.
That's definitely a good point. The Coliseum, you guys want to say something? Go ahead.
I was just going to agree, really. I think that's the great thing about the sub communities, really, is, you know, sometimes if you're in a Discord of a full collection, it can get a bit hectic in there, everyone talking, and it's difficult to have proper conversations sometimes. But, you know, when you kind of make those groups a bit smaller, like these sub communities do, it kind of builds those stronger relationships with people. And then you can use those then to really learn off each other, like the Bullish guys were saying there. You know, that we've kind of set up our multi-sig wallet, and, you know, I've not got involved in the multi-sig wallet stuff, but some of the other guys, you know, they're sort of discussions, trying to figure it out between them. You know, they're like learning how to do that, and yeah, like learning how to manage Discords and, you know, write announcements and all those sort of things when we're all new to the space, and, you know, we might not have huge amounts of time. Everyone's got, you know, family commitment, job commitment, but it's those little bits where we can learn and just help each other navigate the space, you know, and advising people on other NFT projects, you know, what we think of this one, if it's going to be it's worth minting or not. You know, I think that's the great thing about them. You can develop those closer relationships with people that you can really obtain like strong value from, you know, for your journey kind of through NFTs and crypto.
So I have a question. So you guys mentioned that there were other sub-communities that have kind of fizzled out, right? So, well, what do you guys think that, why does that happen? Is it just the energy is not put forth enough in that sub-community?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, with the trend, and especially with like the likes of the Iced Out Bulls, people saw their community start up and their floor price go from, you know, from like 20, 30 Luna up to 200 in like a couple of weeks. And I think people quickly think that they can do the same and try and jump on that bandwagon. And they're only focused on, you know, number go up rather than having an actual community that's giving the holders some sort of value. So, you know, so someone might see that trend and then they think, oh, I'll start a Twitter account and try and get my bags pumped and then maybe sell or, you know, flip their NFT. But without a proper community, then that just dies off very quickly. You know, if people aren't going to, if they're not prepared to get behind something long term, then that's just what happens. So I think they'll have probably just been like a shilling project rather than a proper aim behind it.
I think you're absolutely right there, and I think that one of the reasons that Iced Out have become so strong is that they are good friends with each other. A lot of them, you know, you've got your NZ crew that are really tight in real life, and then you've got guys on stateside that are really tight in real life, and those kind of core members or what pull it all together and spread that energy, and you know that's given them a really great head start, and it's difficult to do that when you're on the other side of the world from each other, but if you're all focused on that end game, it becomes a lot easier, and you know, finance aside, and focusing on the goals of Luna Bulls itself is so important in that respect, because look at what they're delivering. It's just unbelievable what they're achieving, and the strength behind Luna Bulls itself is outstanding. So to be representing a sub community is quite an honor, and you know, it's in that respect, that's what drives it. Which reminds me, I really need to start making more of an effort.
It does take a lot of work, for sure. We got Sailor over here. Are you able to hear us? Are you able to speak?
Hey, everybody. Sorry about that. I'm an idiot. I was on the desktop trying to figure out how to request to speak. So I grabbed my phone, and I hope y'all can hear me clearly. Yes, I am Sailor. I am here to represent the Iced Out. I guess I'll really quick give the backstory or the introduction, as I missed that part. But yeah, so Luna Bowl's minted back in October, I believe. And as we all know, post-mint, things get pretty quiet in Discords. But there was a group of us that were fairly active, sharing alpha, sort of just hanging out, talking, things of that nature. And excuse me. Some of us took a liking to the Iced Out trait. To be completely honest, I was completely oblivious to it. But I did get a DM one day, and they had one reserved for me. And so when I joined, that's when I found, it's the guys I always talk to here. And so that's kind of what Iced Out is. It was a group of the most active members of the Luna Bowls Discord that just decided to make a little clubhouse, you know. I don't think many of us thought it would get to this point, but I feel really honored to be part of this community that has sort of led the way to creating these supportive communities within the bigger Luna Bowls community. And now we see that kind of bleeding over into other NFT projects. And I think that's something that makes us pretty unique in the NFT space in crypto. And I think that's a little bit about the Iced Out Bulls.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for that introduction. I think it just totally makes sense how it got started, though. Like you're saying, just being the most active in Discord, and then from there trying to kind of create a little clubhouse from that, right? As a much smaller clubhouse compared to the big 10,000 collection that Luna Bowls has. It was interesting to see that huge growth, as Dojo Bowls put it, you know, where you went from like 20, 30 Luna to where you are now. So I think it does serve as an example, as a blueprint to other NFT projects, that it can be possible. But I think one thing that I've noticed from your end is just the amount of work that you guys put in, right, to work and collab with other projects. And that takes a lot of energy. Like, you definitely want to have fun with everything that you're doing, but it does take work. And that's another thing that the Dojo Bulls was saying, you know, that it's constant grinding and just being able to build those relationships. Being able to communicate with other projects takes time. Go ahead.
I was just going to, I'm sorry, I don't see the little mic symbol. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there...
Yeah, I was just going to echo that. And I did want to add that I think for a lot of us, it comes fairly naturally, because we were already putting in the time. And so I think it's really hard to sort of replicate due to the fact that we were a community first, and then a trait sub community second. So a lot of the guys here were just so enthusiastic to put in this work. And I think that as the as the other sub communities grow and develop, I think it'll like naturally become that way, where you'll just slowly attract the people that just love being around that community, and then the work will reflect that. And also, I want to say that something I feel is lacking, and this is not on the Iced Out Bulls opinion, this is my personal opinion. I think that it's going to happen, but I think that there should be a little more collaboration between the sub-communities themselves. I think that it's really difficult to find the work or the people willing to work and the talent and the experience. And I think that we're still in an early stage where we're all still a little bit divided, right? We're trying to figure out what we are, what we're doing. But I think once we get really established, I'm gonna say and predict that all of the sub communities are gonna come up together, because once we're all established and we've got our grip on how we're handling ourselves, I think the collaboration is gonna really kind of help us exponentially grow. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of trailing on here. I kind of lost the main topic, but
I agree with you, Sailor. Yeah. I think there's a lot we can do for each other, and you know, there's mutual alliances that can benefit each other and Luna Bulls on the whole. So you're bang on the money.
Yeah, and I think on that as well. I think that sub-communities across Terra, you know, obviously it started with the Iced Out Bulls, and then, you know, other ones sprung up in the Luna Bulls, but now you see sub-communities in the Hellcats, in Skeleton Punks, even like the Dystopia Eye's got one. And I think that overall they're laying like a really solid foundation for the whole of the Terra NFT space. Like, if you see the stats comparing our kind of volume to that of, you know, Ethereum and Solana, it's, you know, Wrecked Wolf posted that sort of chart. I don't know if people have seen it, but it's very telling, because we're just a tiny fraction of what those guys are. And, you know, when people more do start to move into the space from those chains, and we get more volume, we'll have such a solid foundation that I think, you know, if any bad actors were to come into the space, there's that many people who know each other so well that they would quickly get called out. You know, we've had a couple of issues lately with the likes of Skeleton Punks, and it didn't take long for people just to put a stop to that and put it right. And, you know, I think all these communities will kind of police it moving forward, because we've not just had kind of an all out start to it, a bit like you would get on Ethereum. Because it's a bit slower and it's smaller to start with, these sub communities just built like these, I think, really great foundation for the whole Terra NFT space, and it's going to bode well for the future when that volume does start to come.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd also insist the fact that we're really, like you said, building the foundation, and I think it's really important to have solid foundation for the amount of people that I do believe will commit at one point. I mean, I think it's Liquid, not Wrecked Wolf, that made the graph you're talking about. If I'm thinking about the same graph,
I think they both did one, actually.
Oh, they both did one.
Yeah, I think they both did.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I saw the Liquid one, but yeah, I think a lot of people know this, but yeah, we are literally just a tiny speck right now, and I think it's very important to build solid foundations to make sure, like you said, we don't have any bad actors, and we're ready to welcome the hordes of people that are going to arrive. I mean, first and foremost, I think we're all lunatics. I think we all believe in Luna as a coin. And if Luna does well, and I think we all believe Luna will do well, that's going to be very good for the NFT space as well.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't even, you know, like, I literally knew no one in Terra personally. So like my whole entire network and circle is the Doge community, other communities, and I'm real excited, because I know that eventually a lot of them, when they get the exposure to the NFTs and deeper into Terra and Luna and UST, man, I just know they're gonna get real excited about it. And so, man, when if we were a house, like, we don't even have walls framed right now. Like, it's just a concrete slab. And so even me coming in late, I'm so early that I really believe in the community and what is happening with Tara and Luna. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to see which NFT platform is going to really take the lead. You know, we've talked a little bit, and I'm really excited about One Planet. And one of the things that we kind of talked about, and we actually implemented earlier in Discord earlier this week, was making a channel listing all the sub communities and links and stuff, which is really dope. But I know you and I, we talked about, like, what would that look like on your platform to have our project listed and have a filter for sub communities with links and everything. I think that would be really dope.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And that's something that I definitely shared with the team. And the only thing that I will say is that, like, you're talking about, you know, which marketplace is going to be able to kind of gather the most users, right? And from our point of view, the features that we want to provide, which to me the most exciting one is the social feature, and just being able to have the creators of the NFT projects build a really good relationship with their holders, and then working together in order to stay in the top of the list of the collections, and then being able to, like, collect rewards in the OPT token. So all of this information is something that Sam, which is the business and marketing lead, and Inch, which is our business development guru. So both of them have talked to Terabytes and explained a lot of this information. And there's an episode that you guys can go and watch on YouTube. And we'll be releasing our light paper that goes over the details of that as well later on. But yeah, I think right now we definitely want to focus on bringing those features that are going to make us different, right? And then once we have those features, we'll be able to just get more user feedback as well, right? And adjust to that as well. But I think what we do need is that, like, what you gave us, that feedback in regard to having a specific filter for sub-communities, I think will definitely help us differentiate in other marketplaces. And so, yeah, to us, that's important. You know, ultimately, we want to provide for you guys, for the community, for the customers, as much as we can. So yeah, anytime that anybody has any feedback, definitely let us know, and we'll try and figure out how we can work with that. One thing that I wanted to dive into was, like, your treasuries, for example. I know the iStyle Pools has a treasury, and so I'm curious about how that works. Like, you guys are putting in money together, and then choosing which NFTs to buy, and then from there you guys are rewarding. Like, just how does that work, if you don't mind explaining that?
Yeah, sure. So for the most part, the treasury has been funded by the iStout DAO donation. So once you're in, and this is all, you can find this all on our website. Once you're in, you have the iStout bowl. You then have the option to provide another 10 Luna, and that gives you access to the governance. Now, once you have access to the governance, you essentially own a percentage of the treasury. So when we are thinking to acquire NFTs, it all goes to, like, a preliminary a vote. Everyone kind of talks about it, and then if there seems to be some traction with that discussion, then it goes to a formal vote. Everyone votes. We acquire the NFTs through a multi-sig wallet, and then the treasury is then it's partially owned by every iStyle pool. So that's kind of the main gist of it. There's probably some specific details that I'm missing out on, but I think that does a good job of kind of summarizing how that works.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do any of the other groups here have a treasury as well?
We've got a small treasury that we started and it's been built in a similar fashion, and it largely holds either donated NFTs, a small portion of Luna from NFT sales, and just with a view to investing for the future, really. And you know, I mean, ideally, the ultimate goal is to have some sort of passive income from that, and that's possible down the line. But at the moment, it's just a fairly insignificant amount that's there to use for the good of the community.
Yeah. So the Colosseum, we also have a small treasury. Like I was saying earlier, we're quite focused on the art. So we've had quite a few donations of people from like their Dystope AI kind of Caesar Roman themed pieces, and from PS Labs as well. So there's a few of those in there. And then we were very keen on the Mutants project, which is kind of the ever evolving. You know, each generation it kind of evolves, and there's a new artist involved. So we had a lot of fans of that in the group. So we were able to get on the whitelist for that Mutant Lab, which will kind of keep generating. You know, you get a free NFT if you've got that from the next generation. If you've got that lab, so that's good to have. And then we sort of have there's a couple other whitelists we managed to get on as well. I think like Rectwolf and Skeleton Punk. So we've got a few of those in there as well. But it was kind of originally to raise money for those, we teamed up with the Poppin Puffins. I think a lot of the other guys have probably teamed up with them as well. They kind of do a lot of one of one stuff for people. So we, you know, they gave us a one of one of like a puffin in a Caesar outfit. And yeah, so we auctioned that off, and half the proceeds went to Angel Protocol. And the other half kind of was just to bootstrap our treasury, just to get a few of those mints, just to get things started, really. So yeah, it's nothing too huge, but it's, you know, it's a bit of fun, and yeah, good for the community to have.
Cool. So let's dive a little bit deeper into what the future has in hold for you guys. What plans do you have? Any collabs you got coming up? As we start to close down here on an hour.
Just real quick, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're trying to gear up to do some things to, it'll be a great opportunity for us to like really expose who we are and bring some awareness to mental health at the same time in May. So that's kind of what we have on the agenda right now. Like I said, you know, our community is the newest, and I'm still learning from all these cats. Like, we don't even have a treasury right now. We've got duct tape, headphones, and a box of ramen noodles, but we started from the bottom, literally, because a lot of our headphone bulls are on the floor, right? So we have a lot to learn. I'm the type of cat where I don't want to do anything until I fully understand it and do it properly. So really excited about May and Mental Health Awareness Month.
Anything we can do, Bullish, we'd love to team up with you and give you as much support as we possibly can. And yeah, just extend as much help for this cause as possible. Be excellent to team up with you, mate.
Thank you, man. Everybody's been so supportive, and that's kind of one of the blessings we have, is like a lot of the people that are helping in Discord come from other subs. And so it's been a real blessing, man. We really, really appreciate you guys, all of you.
Yeah, we can also definitely offer some, you know, we can help you out, give you some support on that as well. You know, mental health is very important. So yeah, feel free to reach out, whatever. And you know, the at the end of the day, it's eyes on that. Is it's eyes on the Lunar Bulls as a project as a whole, and you know, if that wins, then we all win.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to if one does well, we'll all do well. I think it's really just a matter of bringing exposure.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was a discussion recently about supporting the Bullish Vibes. I honestly could not tell you the specifics, just because there's a lot of conversations that happen in our Discord. But I do believe seeing some bullish support ideas being thrown around. So I do believe we might be seeing some type of support. As far as going back to the original question of what we have planned, I think our current focus is getting our Iced Out DAO NFT launched. That way there's a bit more like on-chain formality to the DAO membership. We're still kind of laying the foundation, as we mentioned earlier, and making sure we have things set up to be able to support a larger community. And I think the only other like active partnership that we have going is like a continuous one with the Hellcats. We've always been in close contact with them. They bought an Iced Out bull for their treasury, and so there's a lot of collaboration going on there. And I think we're gonna have a Twitter Spaces with them later today. If you tune into that, I'm sure you'll get some more alpha on what we have in store. I'm honestly just, you know, they voted me to make a fool of myself here today, so I'm not really privy to all the specifics and the alpha and the details, but apparently I'm able to speak. So I think in general the collaborations will continue with just incorporating our trait with NFT projects. Those always get voted on. So in general, yeah, we're chugging along here, laying the foundation. We're not really making any really big moves that I know of. But yeah, just tune in. Maybe you'll hear something today in the Iced Out Day spaces. Sorry for the show.
No, you're good. Yeah, I did notice that. And I think it's great to see these communities kind of create their own content as well, right? Like you guys have your own podcast, which I think just brings more attention to your individual sub-community, your individual members, and then also obviously the bigger collection. But ultimately, we're all playing in the same game where we need more eyes, we need more attention, and we need people to see what is on our roadmap, what new features we're coming up with, for you guys, what new collabs you're coming up with, and the NFTs to figure out the DAO between your sub-community. I think it's going to be pushing the boundaries in that, right? Like we're seeing the Lunar Bulls collection with the toxic idea right now and the DAO and just incorporating all these new ways to interact with the NFTs. And now you guys are doing something individually, which is going to be pretty cool. Something that Jimmy mentioned the other day when he was in the roundtable was that, you know, we're going to be using P Luna as a way to buy NFTs, or the Prism NFT in specific, and One Planet. And he brought up, you know, maybe the Iced Out Bulls can eventually have their own token, and then they can create some utility by bringing it on to One Planet and using that to buy NFTs as well, right? So, but anyways, that was just his idea. It kind of goes back to what you guys are saying, that when one of you guys is winning, the whole collection is winning, right? You guys are just supporting each other by the work that you're doing. And yeah, go ahead. We'll close it out after this stuff.
Yeah, so just thought I'd also just, I think I've already mentioned the fact that we have a website coming, and so we're really just focused on building right now. And then hopefully like building will help strengthen our community and really like get bigger bonds and get more people involved and more eyes knowing. Well, at least now we're not getting the question of what are mechas half as often. I remember in the early days, like half the people didn't know what a mecha build was. So at least now people, I think, know. So that's a plus. And yeah, like I said, just building and chugging along, and hopefully we're all still here in 1 year and we can have another Twitter space all together and look back on everything.
Love you, Mecha Bulls. Love you. Yeah, we're just hanging, and we're kind of building that strength within ourselves and sharing as much as we can with each other, and just trying to keep on top of the space on the whole, and really looking forward to what you at One Planet are going to bring to the space, and really appreciate everything you're doing. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and I guess at the Coliseum, we're just kind of, yeah, just encouraging people to get more involved. You know, we've kind of got like a core group who talk in there, but there's like 175 Caesars in total. So it'd be good to see like a few more of those kind of owners get involved, and then yeah, just I guess like the JoJo just said, just keep kind of learning off each other and building the community and the Lunar Balls community and the, I guess, Terra NFT community as a whole, and help each other through that space. So yeah, thanks for doing it. It was good to chat to the community and just yeah, but promotion for the space, really.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate your time and putting this together. Very, very grateful for that. I think there's a lot to be excited about, so thank you for the opportunity.
Likewise, just want to say thank you. And to be honest, you know, this space moves really quick, and I wasn't really familiar with One Planet. I knew Derby Stars was launching with you guys, but I took a look at the Medium paper and like listened to what you were saying about the social aspect, and I think it's really cool and really thoughtful and fitting that you'd want to speak to sub communities when you're platform has like an emphasis on community building and the social aspect. So yeah, I really appreciate this, and looking forward to seeing what else One Planet has in store.
Yeah, man, thank you, and thank all of you guys for your time being here. I think in general, our goal with One Planet is just to give back value, and this is one way that we want to do that. Just bring in different projects and now diving deeper into sub communities of those NFT projects, right? And so we do a weekly roundtable where I bring in somebody in the community. For example, last week we had Jimmy, right, who's involved with Prism. We've had Danku, we had Evan from Terabytes, we've had Angel Protocol, we had Tix. So we bring in somebody from the community that's building, and they're building around NFTs. And then we also have two projects that are going to be in our launch pad, just to give them some exposure and then let the community lunatics learn about their project, right? And now that we are going to be opening up our secondary marketplace for any project, you know, with the Galactic Punks and the Luna Bulls being the first two, we wanted to also start to learn more about what you guys are doing and get more into the grainy details, right? And the sub communities are the next layer of the big collection. So again, thank you guys for your time. I appreciate you guys inviting me to your sub community group and your Discord. I really appreciate that. And we have a lot of things planned as well with Luna Bulls, as now that we're having these collaborations with you guys. There's a lot more in store. And so I would love to have you guys back and continue to, you know, just nurture this relationship here with you guys and do collabs, you know, ultimately bringing more exposure to you guys and your users, your supporters, also getting to know what One Planet does, right? And just getting feedback and seeing how we can continue to produce for you guys.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bullish.
For sure, man.
Bullish hit Planet.
Up, hit us up whenever, mate.
Thank you. Hail Caesar.
All right. Awesome, guys. Well, just one last note on my end. We do have Playable that's on our launch pad right now. And the public round is going to open in a few hours if you don't have a whitelist. But definitely check that out and get ready for some fantasy sports. Now we got baseball with the Washington Nationals playing and Tara being involved with them. So we're definitely excited about this project. But with that being said, again, thank you guys, speakers, for being up here. And thank you, listeners, for coming in and hanging out with us today. And the next roundtable is going to be on Tuesday, the 12th at 3 p.m. UTC. We're going to have some interesting guests. We're going to have PS Labs. They're going to be launching with us as well later on this month. We're going to have Rebel DeFi, who just got elected to become part of the Nebula for the Galactic Punks. He teaches a lot about finance, with his name being DeFi, Rebel DeFi. So it's going to be interesting to hear his experience with that. And then we also have Riot Factory, which are going to be doing a free mint later on this month with some cool robots. And we're going to be able to have a feature for them where people can assemble the robot and disassemble it in our Warm Planet platform. So if anybody has any questions in regard to anything, join our Discord and get to know us as well. But we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, your night, and stay safe.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Lunables Subcommunity AMA, hosted by One Planet, recorded on Sunday, April 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best smiles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line. Thank you. Oasis.